News headlines with Molly on the Big Party Show.
Good morning. This weather alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Sunshine and 62 expected for the high today. Tomorrow, we could be seeing some showers move into the area Tuesday. Partly cloudy and 54 expected for the high. Right now, 50 degrees. It's 6:04. Here are your news headlines. Well, it's that time of year again. Berkshire Hathaway's annual shareholder meeting gets going Saturday at CHI Health Center.
That's so right. Rich people will start coming to the town.
Welcome, everyone. This marks the fourth year for internet live streaming of the annual meeting. Dubbed by many as the Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger show.
You'll see the people show up and wear their laminates everywhere they go.
Yeah.
I just feel like those are newbies.
I do too, Jeff. I'm even though
I don't own any Berkshire Hathaway stock, I look at those people like, I remember when I had my first beer.
I mean, it seems like I run into or see a lot of friends with those little laminates, and I know they don't have Berkshire, so they must get it from somebody who doesn't want to go or something.
Right.
Yeah.
The passing of the laminates.
Yeah.
So there, we are expecting to play host to quite a lot of people. More than 42,000 people are estimated to have been part of last year's gathering, and all signs point to a full house for this coming weekend's activity, or at least the same size crowd as last year. So Friday, you know, that's been done at CHI. Doors open at noon, and then it's 7 a.m. Saturday for the main event, and obviously credentials required. But Yahoo will be webcasting meeting. All right. So there you go. If you start seeing people walking around looking all, you know, wide-eyed and don't know where they're at, it's probably because they're in town visiting. Rabbi from Southern California synagogue, which was targeted in a deadly shooting, is calling for unity. The grief-stricken rabbi said terror rattled his community Saturday. The rabbi's fingers were shot off.
He's the hero. I mean, he stood in front of the shooter. So you see him in front of all the press. He's got that big cast on his hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a woman whose eye jumped in front to save them of the bullets.
6-year-old Lori Gilbert Kay. She took a bullet for the Jewish community. It was in San Diego Saturday morning.
Yeah.
They're going to be laying her to rest today. But the three other people were injured in the shooting, allegedly committed by a 19-year-old man.
John Ernest. What drives somebody to do these stupid things? They say it's gun jammed, too, so it would have been worse.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
There is Completely Kids here locally has finished an expansion that organizers say will help better educate and empower children and their low-income families. It was an $11 million expansion near St. Mary's Avenue, 25th and St. Mary's. And the expansion will allow for classroom space for parents to learn English. So budgeting or studying for their GED. Renovations also add a library and a teen room. Completely Kids serves more than 2,000 Omaha area children, primarily between the ages of 4 and 14. So this is a big expansion, and they're hoping that they can get more kids and more families served. Authorities say five men who were trapped in a cave in southwestern Virginia have been rescued. The coordinator said that the group of men decided to explore a cave in Cleveland, Virginia on Friday night. They became trapped Saturday night when rain caused the ground inside the cave to become slippery.
That's, you never know where the rain's coming from.
That cave stuff.
And that cave becomes a river under the ground.
You're screwed.
I
guess it's a popular cave there, though, for a lot of people that go just, you know, spelunking down.
I saw the footage. I was curious if the rescuers, do they get excited? Cave rescuers? I mean, clearly you have to be a caver to be able to do that stuff. So, like, when your phone rings, are you like, yes,
finally,
I get to go
one.
Caving. I'm obviously better at caving than the people I rescue. Or is it terrifying?
It was a lady that I saw interviewing that was one of the main rescuers and stuff. And she seemed pretty pretty laid back. I think you'd have to be to do caves.
Yeah, because you know, otherwise you'd be freaking out.
As they were, the people inside that were stuck were starting to freak out.
One guy got out. He went to go get help.
That's good.
And I know how crazy, that's how they ended up getting saved. So one of the five made it out and, like, you know, it was like, my friends are trapped in the cave. The rain started and they can't get out. And I think they have hypothermia. Mm-hmm. So that was when, you know, they all got in there, but they're lucky they made it out okay. Oh, those cave stories always freak me out. Scientists say they've uncovered more evidence linking fracking to earthquakes here in the central U.S. Researchers say that they've documented a connection between the hydraulic fracturing, fracturing oil and gas wells to about 600 earthquakes in Texas, Oklahoma, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia.
Well, the one that we felt in Omaha, they attributed, they thought...
fracking.
To possibly fracking. Because it was when the heyday of everybody was fracking all over Oklahoma.
Yes.
And we felt one up here in Omaha.
I wish I would have. I slept right through the damn thing.
Jeez. I don't know if you want to hope that it happens again.
Yeah, I don't want to.
If we're feeling earthquakes
scary.
In Omaha, not good.
That happened in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Mm.
Avengers Endgame crushing box office records, the latest installment. Set opening weekend records for domestic and international ticket sales by pulling in $1.2 billion around the globe. They estimated about $350 million came from U.S. and Canadian theaters
Friday. The 22nd movie in the series, did they tell all the stories? Were there any tales left to tell?
22 it's movies. Pretty, yeah. I mean, you have 3 hours. It wraps up. I mean, I didn't walk out of there... going, you know, I wonder about, I mean, there was never...
Wrapped it up? Okay.
Well, that's what I would assume. 22 movies in.
Wow, 22.
Probably ran out of source material. I mean, they had to kill half the characters and then bring them back to life kill them again.
If they do. I plan on hitting it sometime this week. I don't know. It's
worth
it.
I mean, it's definitely worth seeing, you know, especially I know that you like, you know, I know you like the superhero.
I like superheroes and stuff, you know, but it's not, like I said, not high in the list. Is it something you need to watch in a movie theater, though? That's
yes.
The big question.
That's just the numbers are just so crazy.
I know,
$60 million Jeez. Just off of the previews. That was prior to Friday. Preview screenings brought in 60. Friday alone was $156 million. The greatest Friday ever for any movie.
Yeah.
Like in every Matrix, every number just crushes. So, you know, look what that's going to... This is just the new Matrix for Hollywood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Superhero movies designed for the Asian market.
Wow.
It's definitely... The stories coming out about how much money and then, you know, just how many people are pouring into theaters to go see it. It's...
Like, will
definitely
anyone ever make a Kramer versus Kramer or, you know what I mean?
Oh, God, I wish.
Like if you're a studio head, you're like, why don't we just make superhero movies?
I'll tell you what I do. And it could be dumb. As dumb as I thought that, like, Ant-Man was going to be. You know, I'm like, oh, it's a joke, right? And it turned out to be great. I'm like, I love Ant-Man. You know?
Yeah, they can clearly greenlight anything now.
Yeah.
Is that you think that would have been a hard pitch 20 years ago?
Yes, Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I still can't believe that that's its own. Paul Rudd's such a likable guy. Like, he's just so likable.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ant-Man is definitely one of those things where I'm like, I don't know. That's really calling on a lot of my dedication.
I saw a headline. I didn't know how accurate it was that some guy outside a movie theater was, you know, yelling out the ending and people beat him up.
No, that's true. It was in Hong Kong.
Yeah. Hong Kong, okay,
came out of the theater and everybody was queued up to like go in and see the movie and he just went blah and like basically did and people...
And people beat him.
Beat him.
I mean, who is the scoundrel? You really
it's
beat somebody up.
You
told me the end of a movie.
Bunch of people in capes and masks thinking
saw
they're superheroes.
Saw no capes, saw no masks. It was all just, you know, people excited about seeing them, seeing the end of a series. It's pretty emotional. I mean, when you consider the fact that it wraps it up, like a lot of those characters are just, that's it. That was their swan
that's
song.
It.
So if you are looking for a movie experience this summer with the kids that won't break the budget, AMC Theaters is offering kids a $4 movie deal. It's like their $4 summer camp. It includes a movie ticket, drink, and popcorn, and it'll be available on Wednesday mornings throughout the summer out at AMC Westroads.
So they do $5, and now that's for the kids, the $4. That's pretty sweet. That's a good deal.
It's a great deal. Like, I'm like, I want to go. It's $4, they get a ticket, they get
Molly,
snacks.
But you're not a kid.
Right, you're supposed to be an adult.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes, well, aren't we all supposed to be adults?
I want to go.
But it includes a lot of cool movies. They've got the new Lego movie. They've got the new How to Train Your Dragon movie. But yeah, so AMC Westroads is going to play a host to that here locally. And as the saying goes, happy wife, happy life. You might want to just change that to happy wife or husband, longer life. A spouse's satisfaction in life predicted a person's lifespan. Even more than it did their own overall contentment. Because people are generally unhappier, makes it likely that they'll lead an unhealthy lifestyle. So when one spouse is kind of like mired in bad habits, it drags down the other.
Well, but yeah, who would want to live with a miserable person? Sort of, right?
Yeah, I'd agree. So happy everyone, longer life.
Right. So husband happy, wife happy, happy people tend to live healthier lives. They say having like an active spouse will likely push one to be just as physically active. So sometimes lead by example, you know, like if you feel like, oh, this person really is in a funk and they need to, maybe you can be the person of change in the relationship. You know, so like if your partner's in the dumps and wants to spend all the nights just parked in front of the TV.
Crying.
Yes.
So by that matrix, is your husband going to live longer or shorter than the average bear? Will you put him in a casket sooner or later?
Well, he's only going to live longer because she feeds him things he doesn't want to eat, which makes him probably miserable. But he'll definitely be healthier. I don't know about living longer, though. Do you make him happy? Do you make him happy? If he's down at dumps, you're like, oh, Peter, come on. Let's do this.
Yeah. He's my cheerleader. I'm his cheerleader. The only thing that I think probably stands in the way is like unhealthy eating habits, you know, probably
makes him happy.
But, you know, get out there and move together. Maybe go on walks after dinner or something. God, that sounds like an old person thing to do.
Yeah. But hey,
well,
obviously you don't go on walks after dinner. Okay.
No, I don't. I know
she'd have to leave her house.
Right. Put on shoes and pants.
How are you able to see a movie?
Oh, geez. That'd be shocking for you. Did you get the shivers?
No, I was with, I had my safe person with me, so I was good. It was fine.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The nerds are exhausted after a weekend of Avengers and Game of Thrones. So some pretty heavy content.
All right, so
in both genres. So I assume there's a lot of people that are like, whoa, I don't even know where to start. Your Avengers and your Game of Thrones.
So the Avengers was, so you said you went on, when was that, Friday right after the show, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And did you have any issues with what you were consumed by, and that's having to use the restroom?
I was able to use one of the breaks and didn't miss anything.
One of the breaks.
There were all these websites that had like tips on what, points in the movie that you could go. So like where there are different scenes and they give you like a spoiler free cue of when the scene happens.
Right. But the movie doesn't say now's the time to go to the bathroom.
Now, are you nuts?
Batman will pause. The review said that 3 hours, it goes fast. That doesn't feel like 3 hours.
And I was really surprised by that. I thought for sure 3 hours would at some point start feeling like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Movie times have really gotten up there anymore. I mean, I think what's your average movie is like 2.5 anymore now. So.
I remember like in the day is like, you'd be like, it's an hour and a half would be long. And then they started doing 2 hours, and people were like, hey.
They limited it that because people wouldn't stand for it.
Oh, yeah, too long.
It wasn't content or editing. People were like, what are you, crazy? No one will ever sit through a two-hour movie.
Mm-hmm. It's the Wally world.
It's totally Wally world. I mean, now people are like, why do you make it six? I got nothing else to do.
Right.
I mean, that used to be the logic of like, who's got 2 hours to kill? I mean, a movie is just supposed to be a silly distraction, and then you go about your life.
Yeah.
Now movie is your life. Yeah.
But then you have like movies like Titanic that, you know, I mean, that was what, how many,
how
25
that?
Years ago?
That was
and that
years.
was longer than Endgame.
Oh, was it really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think by like a minute.
So
like
it's
something stupid.
By 1 second.
Yeah.
You made it through the break, through the wedding, but how long, not the wedding, but the show, how long before you sat down and then went? Was it 20 minutes? Was it an hour? What was the break that you went when you used the restroom?
I went in at about, like, I used the last one, the last break. So it was hour. Like at an hour 45. It was like an hour 45 because they said once you got to 2 hours, this was like the last one. I had given myself like two. There was one that was right before that. And then there was this one. And it wasn't, I know myself. I'm going to have to go to the bathroom. I mean, I'm sorry.
Were you chugging? Yeah. Were you chugging a giant Slurpee. Tub of Coca-Cola?
No, I was being modest with like what I was consuming, but it was just, hey man, I've had two kids. You have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's just reality. Like it's just not the same.
No costumes though. Nothing like that.
No costumes, no t-shirts, no like Uber. Like I was a little nervous that you'd get like those super hyped up fans that were just like,
you bet,
that were just so caged and ready to go. Everybody applauded. There were people that like everybody cheered, people clapped. Like it was a really neat experience. Like it was fun to go and be around people that, you know, also were excited.
That's what I was talking. All right. So Colin, the college boy in the house, him and his buddies came into town Friday and they went off and did the late movie. And in the morning they told me, he's like, yeah, the one thing that bothered me, and it's like, I don't know, maybe that's just us, but we don't like it when people clap and cheer to a movie.
That's what they said to
me. I was like, you know, it kind of
makes us
too.
Feel uncomfortable.
You know, it's like, yeah. So that's what they said. A lot of people are clapping and cheering.
Oh, that's the one thing that like I miss.
It's the reason why you didn't watch it at home. I mean, right. Shared experience.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, it's sort of one of those things where we're so conditioned because movies, you know, the people aren't there. It's not like theater, you know, where it's like, oh, there's a human being that's going to hear me give them, you know, hear my laugh or hear my clap. And it's like, just because you're at a movie doesn't mean that you can't express yourself in that way. I mean, it's not like every movie I go to,
you clap.
I clap.
But like when people clap when the villain dies, that's always kind of a collective moment.
Yes.
That you're... We all clap because you're like, yeah, we all hated that guy. I mean, that's
right.
Sort of rare when people cheer for
clapping.
A moment.
It's kind of the same thing as like when you go to a watch party. Like if everybody got together last night, like if there was a group of people that maybe got together last night to watch Game of Thrones. If you all just sat there in silence, it's like, well, then why aren't you just at home watching it by yourself? I mean, part of it is feeding off that group energy of like, yeah, or oh, you know, I mean, that's part of what's built into the experience is like having those moments where you're like, right? I'm not alone in thinking that that's crazy. What just happened on screen?
Oh, you're doing all that stuff, huh?
Wait, so the son doesn't, so Colin doesn't like the clapping. Don't like the clapping.
I don't clap. And like Molly said, why wouldn't you go make all these noises? I'm like, I just sit and watch the movie, I guess. I guess I don't get into it as much.
If you're really
as
being
you
taken
do.
On a ride, you're in it. You know, I mean, it's like the idea of it's a full on. No, I'm just for my part, like it's.
We
a
don't
full
think you
experience.
Do know. I don't think you do know, bro.
I'm being told to know, though. You know,
I saw there was a movie guy in Hong Kong who walked out of the theater and yelled out the ending to people line, and they beat him up. Oh. Is there that much stuff that you could verbally yell out?
So this is an interesting little side note. I went with a friend of mine and she said that, you know, she was looking that morning just at, you know, the times and everything like that to make sure. And that there was an article in Esquire that came up on Google and it had a major plot reveal in the headline. And she was like livid, but she's like, I don't know. You know, I haven't seen it. So I don't know. Maybe it's just bad information or whatever. So she's telling me, she didn't tell me who or what it was. She just said this happened. So there was a point in the movie where she turns to me and she goes, that was the headline. I'm like, you're kidding me. And it was like, it was bad. No, it was bad. Like shame on them. Like seriously, it was Esquire magazine. I mean, you'd expect better. And she actually wrote them. She sent them an email. She's like, dude, I do this for a living. I get provocative point and like all that. But like, you cannot just, I mean, you don't put that in a headline. You say like, ooh, what is this going to happen? And then spoilers ahead and you can click and find out. But that's just, you can't do that. Like, it's just not done. It was bad. I mean, it was one of those things where I was like, I felt bad for her because she'd managed to, you know, be spoiler
free. You felt bad
free.
For her because she had been spoiled?
I felt bad for her because it was something where it was like, it wasn't her fault. Like she didn't want to know. And it was just in a headline. And so like you're scrolling through articles and you're like reading the headline, like, oh, the box office, da, 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 whatever. And it's like, oh, blah, about a major plot reveal. And that's just.
But none of us really know, but we don't know. You're not going to tell us what the reveal was.
If you want to look for the Esquire article, it's out there and it'll tell you right in the headline. But I can't believe anybody at that point. I mean, keep in mind, this is 10 a.m. on Friday. I mean, this isn't like a month
come out
in.
Yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like you're like, dude, people are just waking up. Like it's not even out yet for some people. You can't just put that in a headline. You just don't. It's just not done. It's just interesting.
Did you get peace now? Are you all at peace? Because you've been waiting for this movie for God knows how long.
It was so good. I was just so glad it was good. I was so scared it was going to be bad.
Is it about Black Widow?
Trying to remember what the headline was.
You don't even know.
No, I'm just saying... You're not supposed to blurt stuff out, Jeff.
You guys are so internally nerdy on this stuff.
Oh, gosh.
It's just a movie.
Well, everybody's got their thing.
All right, 938-9400. We're going to get some traffic here. And don't forget, next hour, we got the times you need to be listening to play the free money music montage. We're stuck at montage number 3. Everyone's stuck on number 2 song, and we're just going to give it to you. All right, so
we're just going to straight up tell them the song?
We're just going to give it to them and move forward. That's what the plan is.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, Jeopardy doesn't do that and you know, stuff like that, but this is a different type of game show. This is that you struggle, we help you along, I guess.
Get what you missed this morning on the Big Party Show podcast
at channel941.com.
938-9400, that's in. Celebrity news of Molly.
Taylor Swift breaking records. Her new single, Me! Exclamation point. Is officially the Vivo video with the highest number of views within 24 hours of release. 65 million looksies. Vivo announced the numbers over the weekend. Ariana Grande's Thank You Next was the previous record holder, 59 million views in 24 hours when that dropped. But Taylor made quick work of that with her new single. She's going to be opening the Billboard Music Awards when they air live this Wednesday out in Vegas. So you'll get
a Wednesday.
I know. Weird. I guess because so much other stuff's going on.
I think so.
Don't want to compete. Kim Kardashian getting ready for baby number 4 and lived up to the talk. She wanted to host a CBD-themed baby shower, and she indeed did. Now, CBD, that's the oils from...
Cannabinoidal oil.
And they don't get you high. They're just supposed to help, like, relieve stress and pain and just
and meditation. So it was a CBD and meditation party. So guests were given Yeezy slides. Isn't that funny? Your husband has a line of shoes and you hand those out as gifts.
Yes.
Here's your Yeezy slides and some CBD edibles.
I wonder if they even, he must just be pushing his gear like crazy. Hopefully it gets some type of a, I don't know.
I mean, the fact that they were selling merch at his mass.
Yeah.
I know. To give away his shoes at your baby weed shower.
And then people got to make their own, like bath salts. And then there was like a gift package that came with a bunch of things. There were like flower arrangements that also had like marijuana plants in them. And then from what I was reading, they unveiled the baby number 4's name. It's going to be a son, another boy for Kim and Kanye, and they are going to name him Robert.
Here's what she says about having another one.
I thought it was kind of ridiculous to have a fourth baby shower, but I thought I'm freaking the out having a fourth.
Jeez.
Well, there you go.
That's like,
guess she's...
Let her rip, Kim.
A little stressed out. Just... Yes, so baby number 4. I'm trying to find when they are when the baby is supposed to arrive. I would imagine pretty soon if they just had the baby shower And, but yeah, Queen is showcasing its journey with singer Adam Lambert. There's a brand new documentary that's going to be airing tonight.
Okay. Is that where, what is that on?
ABC.
Oh, it is ABC. It seems like I've seen the trailers here and there on about it. So
it's called The Show Must Go On, The Queen and Adam Lambert Story. They're out on tour this summer. So it tells the story of the band's return to touring with Lambert. Taking the role of Freddie Mercury. So rare concert footage, interviews. Lambert, I guess, first performed with Queen on American Idol back in 2009.
Yeah. I like Adam Lambert, and I think he's super talented. This is like the one project I don't like that he does.
It's Jeff, kind of annoying.
Same here.
And this was before even the movie came out, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
I was aware of Queen. I'm like, I just don't like the way he's singing it. Especially now with the movie, I'm like, come on, dude. You got to sing it like Freddie. You can't make it your own.
You can't. It's almost like if you see a performance, it does give you that cruise ship vibe for some reason. Yes. I don't know what it is.
I saw Brian May was a presenter at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend. So yeah. HBO aired it, but they taped it like a month ago. But Def Leppard got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So Brian May of Queen was the presenter. It's always a big deal who brings you up.
Yeah.
Harry Styles.
It's usually someone who's into you. And so okay. Brian May was like, these guys are awesome. Joe Elliott's like my best friend. He said Joe was the lead singer. Def Leppard was the first person who called him when Freddie died.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, really?
Wow. Huh.
I watched part of that and I thought I think it's so strange that Harry Styles was the one giving the award to Stevie Nicks.
Well, because like, some
was
of
such
it is
a disconnect.
Is producers just trying to get people to watch. So right. There's often forced moments. There's a lot of people that don't like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I know. I didn't know it was out already. I'm going to have to give that a peeky see.
It was the Saturday night premiere on HBO. So they're showing it like every 5 minutes.
I feel like Janet Jackson got in and that weird Janet Jackson Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But you forget how much stuff she did.
All right. 6:51 next hour. We got times for you for the montage. Also a little Easter egg for you. We got the name of the song number two that everyone's kind of stuck on.
Everyone's stuck on number two.
Yeah. The second song in the montage. Be more specific there. We're going to give it to you. So you have it. So you're going to want to write it down.
This is the Big Party Show.
Channel 94.1.